I have to give Chuck Kelly the credit for this one.
My arch nemesis.
Yes. Right. I was talking with him this morning, as I do.
Yes.
And he was telling me about how the original Gerber baby passed away last week. And I had heard that.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I had heard that. She was 95. Her name was Ann Turner Cook.
Oh.
And she was 95 years old. She died last Friday.
Oh.
So I thought I would talk about the Gerber baby today.
That's great. All right.
So Gerber was founded in 1927 in Fremont, Michigan by a guy named Daniel Frank Gerber, who was the owner of the Fremont Canning Company, which produced canned fruits and vegetables.
Hmm.
At the suggestion of a pediatrician, his wife Dorothy began making hand-strained food for their seven-month-old daughter, Sally. But that was a very time-consuming and physically demanding process.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So she turned to her husband for help, and the Gerbers saw a potential business opportunity in canning baby food at a cheaper price than the alternative, which was expensive prescription baby food.
Oh, really? Okay.
I guess that was a thing they did, yeah.
All right, didn't know
so
that.
So they began devoting resources of their canning company to baby food production, and by 1928, the canning company was making five products: strained peas, prunes, carrots, and spinach, and beef vegetable soup.
Mix them all together.
All babies love beef vegetable soup, right?
Yeah.
So in 1928, the company held a contest to find a baby who would best represent their new brand of baby food.
Oh, yeah.
The winning entry was a charcoal drawing of Ann Turner, which was done by her family's neighbor, who happened to be an artist named Dorothy Hope Smith. So her drawing was closer to a simple sketch than a professional drawing. Smith told the judges that if the sketch was selected as the winner, she would finish it professionally. The drawing won, but to her surprise, the judges wanted no changes to it.
Really? Just as is?
They liked that it was just a sketch.
Oh, even better.
The Gerber Company judges preferred the simplicity of the illustration when compared to other more elaborate entries. And Smith won $300, which is around $5,000 today, so pretty good.
Yeah.
In the contest, and sold the rights of her drawing to Gerber.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Due to its popularity, Gerber officially trademarked the drawing in 1931.
Gotcha. All right.
So the Gerber baby symbol was introduced in 1928 and was first used in Good Housekeeping magazine.
Oh.
Within 60 days, Gerber strained foods using the Gerber baby symbol had gained national recognition, being distributed to various places throughout the U.S. It became internationally recognized, and the trademark of the Gerber baby has been shown by the United States public to be associated with the highest consumer loyalty, according to one survey in 1998. Yeah.
One survey, 1998. Okay.
Yeah. So the drawing of Ann Turner Cook has since been used on virtually all Gerber baby food packaging.
Wow.
She grew up to be an English teacher and a mystery novelist.
Ooh,
yes.
Who done it?
Her identity, though, was a secret until 1978.
Ooh.
Yeah. So yeah,
her face was everywhere.
Right.
But her identity was a secret.
Yeah. Now, there was a lot of urban legends surrounding the identity before that.
Oh, great. I love these.
Some people thought that the Gerber baby became somebody famous, like Humphrey Bogart, Elizabeth Taylor, or Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. Sure. Just like Ernest Borgnine.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So in the 50s and 60s, the company started to expand beyond baby food, selling toys and dolls, and eventually also life insurance.
Wow, they really did branch
out.
They did.
In 1974, Gerber started selling a promising new product called Gerber Singles.
Oh, tell me about these.
It was food in glass jars targeted to college students and adults living on their own for the first time.
This is going to work. This is going
to
work.
They believed that there was a market for single-serving, ready-to-eat foods similar to ready-to-made baby food.
I'm ready to write a check right now.
Yeah,
how do I invest in this? I
guess not surprisingly, Gerber Singles failed immediately.
Really?
It turned out that unmarried adults didn't want to eat mushy baby food for dinner while also being reminded that they were dining alone. That sounds just very depressing.
That is
eating a jar of baby food for dinner by yourself. Yeah. Not surprised. I don't know who thought of that idea or why they thought that would work.
They were doing so well.
They thought, I don't think her face appeared on that. Pretty sure.
The people at Coke, the new Coke, were looking at that going, that was a miss.
Right.
How did they miss that?
What happened there?
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So although Cook's face is still on Gerber's products, the company has conducted an annual Gerber baby photo search since 2010. You are really... Wow.
I'm pictured 22-year-old. Like
a college student.
Just eating a tiny little spoon.
Yeah, right.
The most pathetic thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so anyway, yeah. So they've started doing a baby photo search since 2010. In 2012, the 8-month-old winner of Gerber's contest got to meet Cook in New York. Hello. In addition to the $50,000 prize.
That's nice. So, I'm sure they valued them equally, the $50,000 meeting Cook. All right. That's wonderful. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Gerber baby, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby
yes.
by Bobby Darin.
Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was. It's a Bobby Darin there, and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Gerber baby.
Yes.
Because the original Gerber baby, Ann Turner Cook, passed away last week
95.
At the age of 95.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The identity of the Gerber baby was a secret until 1978.
Surveys show the Gerber baby is associated with the highest consumer loyalty.
And Gerber now hosts a baby photo search every year.
I'd like to point out that consumer loyalty stopped at...
At Gerber's Singles.
At Gerber's...
Sure did.
That is the funniest thing. You pulled during the song there, you pulled up images of Gerber Singles.
Yes.
And they were bigger jars.
They were larger jars.
Because your appetite has grown by the time
Correct.
You're in your 20s. So, yeah, you want more.
Yeah, but they had things like Mediterranean vegetables, beef burgundy.
Yeah. But it was still in glass jars.
Still in...
Reminiscent of baby food.
Mm-hmm.
So just, until you grow up, just eat that.
So,
okay.
Yummy.
Folks want to learn more about Gerber babies, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Yes,
on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Everything. Everything is all right there. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you. So you've given me the just a big laugh. I believe I had tears.
Did you? There were
tears for a moment. They have departed. They've dried now. Salty on my cheek, but they were there for a short time.
Well, good.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow. Fresh episode, will you?
Absolutely.
Throwback Thursday at 4:10. Wonderful. Traffic and weather on the way. Paul McCartney is coming up. We'll do some Sheena Easton and more of your favorites right here on Legends 102.7.